Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3, and on Wednesdays it's Tech Talk with tech contributor from the Straits Times, Wong Kai-yi. Always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us, Kai-yi.
Hey, how are you?
So let's start with Europe's top competition authority looking into smaller acquisitions made by big tech giants after a shopping spree in recent years by American firms, as regulators in the region look to ramp up pressure on major US players. So this sounds like the EU is tightening the screws on the major US tech firms like Google, Facebook, etc. What's in store for them then?
Yeah, so, you know, the big tech firms have always been in the headlines for their big sort of acquisitions and all that. But really, you know, the small acquisitions don't get any sort of scrutiny. So Europe has been really a hotbed of acquisitions by these major US firms over the past decade, and particularly in this growing area of artificial intelligence. So we have $8.5 billion that Microsoft paid for Skype in 2011, and Facebook bought WhatsApp 2014 for $19 billion. And these often make the headlines, but there are very small acquisitions that just fly under the radar. So last year, for example, Apple bought this company called Spectral Edge for an undisclosed sum. So it's a UK-based startup that's working on photography technology, and that's presumably technology that's going to be added to Apple's iPhone cameras. Twitter has acquired Fabula AI, which is another UK-based artificial intelligence firm, and many, many more examples of these acquisitions exist involving the giants like Google or Facebook or what have you, you know. But these acquisitions simply don't get all the attention they should or the scrutiny they should, and I guess the EU really wants to sort of
take a look at them. Okay.
So Kai, is this more like a scrutiny from the EU, or are they looking at this from a distance rather than under a microscope?
The EU's competition chief, Margrethe Vestager, she said, what they will try to do is to find ways to make sure that we see these acquisitions, because sometimes these businesses are quite small, she said, and maybe the sums, you know, the turnover doesn't meet the threshold. So it's really kind of turning the spotlight on them, not so much under a microscope, but I think the EU just really wants to have a bigger picture of this, all these little small acquisitions. And she goes on to add that, say, what the EU would like to see is that acquisition makes an entrenched position even more entrenched. So what she's trying to say is, if it's anti-competitive in nature, they want to know about it, and she wants the acquisition overall to be pro-competition, pro-innovation, and not the opposite. But she didn't elaborate what kind of methods, you know, that the EU would take. So presumably we'll have to wait and see.
So that's something really interesting as well. Kai-yi joins us today. He is tech contributor from the Straits Times. We've got folding phones, though, galore, and very soon, as we mentioned, sliding phones. What about the spat between two billionaires? That coming up as well, Tesla founder Elon Musk throwing shade at fellow billionaire Bill Gates. So, folding phones, how does TCL's sliding one work? First up, tell us. This is from Chinese maker TCL coming to the market. We've also got your old Motorola, I remember flipping. We used to call it the flip phone. No, I don't know about folding
per se,
right?
Yeah, we're going back to the, you know, in the early 2000s, we got ourselves a flip
phone. Then
the banana phone, that's right.
Affectionately known as the banana phone.
especially that phone in the Matrix, you know, the one that just like Keanu Reeves' character sort of holds in, and it choop. It's like the receiver opens up on a spring.
Yes, thank you for the sound effects, Kai-yi. So this sliding one, how does that work?
So Chinese maker TCL apparently is creating a phone prototype that has an expandable slide-out display. Phone manufacturers nowadays, they're trying to write maybe the next wave, hoping rather to write the next wave of devices, and Samsung, Motorola have all come up with folding phones. So TCL is coming up with a phone with a sliding display. The concept looks like a standard phone, but it turns into a tablet after you've pulled out the screen. So the screen expands, it slides out. So if you think about, you know, how am I going to describe this? It's like, basically the phone that expands to twice its size when you pull out a certain section of the phone. It's incredible.
Hopefully I'm going to describe this correctly. When you do that, you push, you slide, and you make it sort of double its size. Is there a step still, or does it become flat?
Yeah.
So I think a benefit of such a phone is that the screen probably remains flat, but maybe it stretches. The thing is that we don't know too much about this phone, because it was supposed to be reviewed at the Mobile World Congress this month, which was unfortunately cancelled because of the global spread of the coronavirus. And looking at the photos, the concept phone appears to use one continuous display with curved screens on either side. And between the center of the phone and the dual front-facing camera along the right side. There's a break in the chassis where you can pull the two sides apart to expose this so-called surplus screen, quite like sliding back the sides of your dining room table to add add the leaf in the middle.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, this dining table is a good description, we can imagine now. So we have seen many exciting forms, Kai, like your folding phones recently. Since they fold, then should consumers be worried about their longevity?
They should be a little bit wary because, number one, I mean, these are all first-generation devices, right? And these are first-gen devices that take great leaps in form factor. So it's not, you know, it's not an iterative approach like you have with phones nowadays. They all still look like black candy bars, but these phones are new, radical in design. And Samsung's Galaxy Fold, when it first launched, or rather before it actually launched, they had problems with the screen peeling off. People thought there was a screen protector in the front of the phone when actually it was part of the screen, and they ended up peeling off the whole thing. that was a little problem there. And these foldable phones, so far we haven't been hearing widespread reports of any damage, but I've been reading some small reports here and there that Motorola's folding phone has encountered a few problems here and there, and the glass that Samsung says it uses on the Z Flip isn't exactly completely glass. Given time, these companies will iron out their problems, but consumers would do good to be aware that, you know, these are first generation products, you know, and then there will certainly be problems, teething problems.
So back to that spat between two billionaires. Oh, lovely, like it, you know. So like gleefully rubbing our hands here. Tesla founder Elon Musk has thrown shade at fellow billionaire Bill Gates after the latter revealed he had bought a Porsche Taycan instead of a Tesla Model S. Oh, jealous much? It's always interesting, though, to see two billionaires fight it out over something as small as this. What's going on, Kai?
Yeah, I mean, these two guys earn billions of dollars, like many more than we earn in our lifetime, but yet they still argue over little things here and there.
But it's not little to us, you know, actually a Porsche Taycan versus the Tesla model. Still a substantial amount of money for the, you know, Joe Plumber.
I'm sure days work for both of them. They could go out and buy Porsches literally every day. I mean, not that they could, but, you know, that's how they remain billionaires.
So do you think this is just a schoolyard, a spat almost?
Yeah, so Bill Gates, he actually revealed in a interview with a popular YouTuber, Marcus Brownlee. So Gates said that he just got a Porsche Taycan, and Porsche Taycan Turbo retails at about $150,900 in the US, and the slightly more pricey Turbo S costs about $185,000. I think Tesla's come a little bit lower than that, and Elon Musk reacted to Bill Gates' purchase by responding to a Twitter user. He wondered why the Microsoft co-founder decided to go with a Taycan instead of a Tesla, and he went on to characterize conversations with Bill Gates were underwhelming, quote unquote. Elon Musk said conversations with Bill Gates have been underwhelming.
Well, doesn't Musk have a somewhat combative history with fellow billionaires?
Yes, I mean, we describe Tesla's founder as mercurial and all these sorts of things.
The wrong orifice.
Yes.
What you reckon?
It's not the first time really that he has challenged one of his tech billionaire friends, so to speak, maybe friends, I don't know if that's the right word.
On frenemies.
Frenemies maybe. Mm. The Tesla chief actually challenged Mark Zuckerberg's optimistic stance on artificial intelligence in 2017. And he said that the Facebook boss's understanding of the subject of artificial intelligence was limited.
Mrs. Kettle. I don't know. Perhaps something to that degree.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, I mean, these guys are operating in a stratified atmosphere, so these spats are just flying over their heads.
And as always, before we let you go, you have a fun tech fact for us, and today something to make us feel even worse about ourselves.
Oh, sorry to do that, unfortunately. But since we were on the topic of billionaires, I was looking up Bill Gates' net worth yesterday. So he's no longer at Microsoft's helm. He is now a quote-unquote tech advisor to Microsoft. It's like a position that pays like 50 an hour or something, but I'm pretty sure it's much more.
50 million an hour, perhaps.
Probably. That's how he affords his Porsche Taycan. He is still the world's second richest person. Bill Gates is still the world's second richest person with a net worth of $113 billion due to a mix of investments and holdings in other firms.
Who's number one then?
And the top dog is obviously Amazon founder Jeff Bezos. Take a guess. Well, how much is he worth?
120 billion, maybe?
Oh, close. Oh. 129.4 billion.
Wow.
Oh, give or take a couple of dimes, I'm sure.
Yeah,
some difference.
I mean, wouldn't mind a little bit of that small
of those
fortune.
Dimes, yes. As always, a pleasure. Wong Kai-yi, our regular tech contributor from The Straits Times with the latest from the tech space. Kai-yi, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.